Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you who are on
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you who are coming to us on the prayer line here, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning to all of you. And my God, it's just wonderful to be alive, just to give God praise. We were created for that, yes. And thank God that people are coming from all walks of life, from all kinds of denominations and all kinds of church affiliations. We're joining hands as brothers and sisters just to worship and praise the Lord and to pray to Him. Prayer does change things. It really does. Oh, my God. We prayed on yesterday that God would release the lady who had come against that constable who would come against same-sex marriages. That's all over the news that she was released on last night. Oh, my God. God changed it. God changed it. Yeah. I've been telling you all that you can affect the world through prayer. Again, God is bigger than every judge. He's bigger than every jury. He's bigger than Congress. He's bigger than the Senate. He's bigger than the President. He's bigger than everybody. And when he steps in the room, everything is subject to him. He doesn't take orders from anybody. He's the one who rules the world, and he does answer prayer. Let's have a word of prayer this morning, and then we're going to give him some praise. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for being God. We're so honored. The greatest honor of our life, Lord, is to come before you and into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We recognize that you are the only true and living God. And God, we just live to praise you and to give you glory and honor. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for everything. If we displease you in any way, please forgive us. We want to be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, bless this prayer line and every participant, those who have come to give you praise, those who pray. And God, just bless them. They're doing it in the name of Jesus and for your glory, God. Receive it, we pray. Now, lift every heavy burden. Somebody had some burdens last night. Lift them, Lord, and lighten every heavy load. Give grace and give mercy. I'm so happy that you're God and we're not ruled by man, because man would not forgive. But you are forgiving. Thank you so much. That boy, that girl who has never come to you, God, you're so forgiving. You can allow them to come to you and be saved. That man, that woman can be saved. Thank you, because you're saved from the guttermost to the uttermost, and we just thank you for it. God, on this prayer line, find the enemy. The enemy is trying to do like God told Peter. He wants to sift the prayer line as wheat. But God, you prayed for Peter, and I'm asking you, Jesus, to pray on this prayer line. Thank you for it. Oh, thank you. For we are strong in the Holy Ghost, and thank you for it. I'm binding the devil. All right, Lord. I'm binding the devil in the name of Jesus and plead the resurrection blood of Jesus against him. And the power of God prevailing, the honor and the anointing, even against him. Thank you for everything you're doing, God. And the blessings of the Lord will make rich and add no sorrow with it. And thank you in Jesus' name I utter these things. And it's for the glory of God we do so. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. It's a good day, great day. And I hope you woke up with the praise on your heart. and a praise on your lips. Amen.
Good morning
to you. Look at that. Who was that? Good morning. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chief Ambassador Johnson. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Y'all must have heard my message. Y'all supposed to say, what message? When I broke off, stop crawling. Amen. Y'all not crawling. Y'all are up walking. Thank God. And let's do it again. Good morning to you. Good morning to all of you. And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, thank you. You know, just if we believe that God is real, then we ought to believe that he's in the room. Amen. Because he inhabits the praises of his people. He knows that we're getting ready to praise him. Amen. Why would he be late for it? He's never late. He's always on time. So let's reverence him. Don't sit there and just keep your mouth closed. I'm sleepy. I'm tired. Listen, if you knew about how he took your name off that list last night, you would wake up and praise him. All right. You would give it the glory. Oh, my God. Because the enemy used to come in and completely take you out of here. Yeah. He's frantic because he knows his time is not long. You would give him some glory. So let's give him some glory. You know what we practiced yesterday? I'm getting ready for what God's getting ready to do. Amen. I'm going to say praise check. When I say praise check, come on and praise him like you just can't even help it. Amen. You just want to praise him. And let's see what level your praise is on. Amen. That's what praise check is about, checking your praise level. You're praying now. Amen. Y'all ready? Here's mine right here. Praise check. Holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we give you this for you.
Thank you,
God. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We're going to get some praise reports here. That's another form of praise. Amen. I'd be running trying to be the first one. You know, let me tell y'all something. Write this down in your minds, if you will. The Lord showed me this a few years ago. Many times the way you move for God may be the way he responds to you when you call him. See, when you take your time like he ain't nothing, like, you know, well, if I get there, if I respond and give him praise, I just do it because I don't feel like just really praising him. When you see the way you move for God, many times is the way he moves for you. Let me prove it to you scripturally. Amen. You reap just what you sow. Amen. And God has to be the first partaker of his word. Yeah. See, the way you move for him many times is the way he responds to you. He looks at that and sees how you treat him like he is last on your priority list. You got excited and rushed over there for that program to see Bishop so-and-so. You got excited and rushed over there when they were having that program for the children. That's wonderful. Thank God for it. But then when you were asked to praise him, you just took your time. It feels last on your priority list. And I'm telling you, that many times the way you move for him is the way he'll move for you. You get in trouble, you say, well, you know, I'm going to be there. I may not come when you want me, but I'll be on time. All right? I'd be rushing to give my praise report, amen, because he's been so good. But I try to just be a gentleman and let y'all go first. But amen. The line is, does anybody want to get the prayer reports this morning? If not, I'll take them.
But praise the Lord. One, keep them back to Johnson. Keep them back to William.
Look at
that. Happy to take the praise report.
Amen. The Lord sees. Amen. Look at that. Thank you so much. Give yours first and then ask for others, and we're moving forward. Thank God. The line is open to you.
Amen. Good morning. God bless everyone. God bless you again, Chief Ambassador Johnson. I just give honor to God and to His Son, Jesus, who is the head of my life. I thank God for you, sir, and the vision that God has given me. Amen. You and Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen. Thank God for Ambassador Mother Johnson. I just thank God for each and every ambassador and ambassador-elect on the line and all of the other listeners. Amen. We just want to thank God for everybody. Amen. I just want to thank God for just always making waves out of no waves in my life. He's just so faithful, and that is continuously my praise before. He's just so good. Amen. And I just thank Him. Amen.
I want you to just get one praise report this morning, just one.
Okay. Amen. Amen. And I am calling from area code 480 from Phoenix, Arizona. Amen. God bless. Amen. And so at this time, I'm going to open the line for a praise report, one fiery praise report that God, amen, something that God has done for you. Amen. Please, the line is open to you now.
Praise the Lord this morning. This is Evangelist Johnson in Bronx, New York. Mm-hmm. Giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to Sister Betty, and Mother Johnson, and to Dr. Pfeiffer, and all the rest of you. And I just want to give God praise, glory, and honor because He is so good. I thank God that my niece went through this surgery yesterday, and God brought her out all right. And I spoke with my sister last night, and she said that they were up at the hospital and that she was resting, but she's in recovery, and that the surgery went well. And I just want to thank you all for your prayers, because I know it's the prayers of the righteous that avail as much. And I just want to thank you all for praying for me also. Truly, the Lord is good. Well, I am glad, and I told my sister to tell her daughter that we're going to continue praying for her, because she still got a mighty long way to go. They put rods in her back and screws and operate on her kidneys, but I know God is able. And if He brought her to that, He's going to bring her through it all. And I just want to say, I just praise God, I glorify Him, and thank Him for His goodness and mercy.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing that praise report. Chief Ambassador, sir, back into your hands.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. Amen. That's beautiful and wonderful. Thank God for all of you on the prayer line. And we'll get some more on tomorrow, the Lord says. We're going to continue our speaker series this morning. And amen. The Lord moved on my heart to ask a young lady who is a tremendous and very effective speaker. Once on the all-night prayer line, she spoke and was so effective. I've never forgotten it. And we just want to just welcome her this morning. She is the wife of the Bishop James C. Hagan. Amen. And Bishop Hagan there in Hagan, Georgia. I told y'all how they get me on Sunday night. on my birthday. Thank God for them. But we want to hear Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan speak this morning. She's always full of joy and full of the Word of God. And I want to welcome her to the line. This young lady is a very smart young lady. She was a valedictorian of her class, amen, as well as over the school newspaper, as well as over the Honor Society, I think, and so many other honors that she has and she affords. Thank God for her. But most of all, she is a child of the Lord, child of God. And that's the most important thing, all of the things in life that we attain. That's wonderful, but I'd rather be a child of God. Amen. So let's welcome her. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. And Dr. Hagan, are you there?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning. Yes, Chief, we are here.
All right. Give us a message, whatever is on your heart this morning. and take about 25, 30 minutes, 30 minutes. All right, the line is open to you.
Oh, my, my. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. We do honor the presence of the Lord this morning. We do honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Amen. Glory be to God. We do honor, amen, Ambassador, First Lady of this ministry, First Lady Betty. Hallelujah. We thank God for her. We honor, amen, Ambassador in our own right, Mother Adley Johnson, mother to the nation. God, for how he healed her body. Oh, wow. We just give God praise. Thank God for all the bishops. Thank God for my husband, as well as my bishop, Bishop Dr. Bishop, Ambassador Bishop Dr. Hagen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will be obedient. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. We thank you. We thank God for all the ambassadors and all of the ambassadors elect. We thank God for everyone who's listening right now, to all the corporate leaders, all the corporate heads, for all of you that are listening from all around the world. We give God praise, and we thank God for this moment. Thank God for what he is doing. And we just praise God for the opportunity to speak to each of you. And I thank God for you, Chief, and I've been enjoying all of the speakers. They were all prophetic. I thank God for Ambassador Stern, who brought a very prophetic message on last week. I thank God for Pastor Williams, who broke down your vision like nobody else could have. And I just thank God for that anointing. I thank God for the anointing that rests upon Dr. Prophetess Stiff. I'm telling you, glory to God. Everybody took it to another level as they came forth in the power of God. And I was so blessed. Now, here we are, and we just ask God to just do whatever he wants to do. This is definitely, my husband is way, my God, I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm just going to go to the word right now. Ask all of you to pray for me and with me. Lord, what would you have us to say today? How would you have us, what are you saying and what are you speaking at this time? Father, we ask your anointing to speak and to do whatever you want to do. Lord, we lay aside ourselves and we give you the reign and we thank you. Speak, Lord. Speak so that those around the nation can hear as well as those of us who are home. We trust you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Would you please get your Bible and turn with us to the book of St. Matthew, St. Matthew chapter 20, verse 30. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. This morning, we want to talk a little bit about Jesus, because he's here on the line. He is a miracle worker. He is a healer. He's a deliverer. He is the way out. Glory be to God. He can do anything, absolutely anything. There is nothing too hard for him. There is nothing impossible for him to do. He is here today on the line, the same Jesus, the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory be the God that walked the waters, that calmed the sea, the miracle worker. When he walked this earth, we called him Jesus. Glory to God. When he went in the grave, he was still Jesus. When he got up out of the grave, he was still Jesus. When he went back to the Father, he was still Jesus. No wonder the power and the word of God lets us know, in order to receive anything from God, our Heavenly Father, we got to go in through and by the name of Jesus, because God recognizes his son and the work that his son does. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Two blind men. Who are they? Men. You notice it didn't say women. Now, look, we're not going to get into discussion. glory. We're talking to men, but we're talking to humankind, that if you are a human being, then you are recognized in the male, the same men, okay? But here, these were two physical men, gender, male, two men, and they were sitting together. Can you imagine? Sitting by the wayside, just sitting there. And the area where they were, the Bible describes it as the wayside. Now, the wayside is a place where you are forgotten, where you have been written off. Society has written you off. Say that, you know, this is where you are. You in this area where you will never prosper. You will never become anything. Glory be to God. You're just in a hopeless situation. You are in a hopeless environment. You are in a hopeless state. And you're written off. But Jesus decided he would go that way because he knew within himself somebody had need of him. And no matter what area you're listening from this morning, you may feel like you are in an area where it's hopeless. You may feel your situation is hopeless. You may feel your environment is hopeless. But guess what? As the two blind men sitting, they heard something. No matter where you are right now, whatever country, whatever province, whatever nation, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're able to hear something. And as you hear right now, just the name Jesus is bringing life to you because your situation is not hopeless. Your situation, glory be to God, is not impossible. Glory be to God. The miracle worker is on the line this morning. Well, he's here always. But just bringing a recognition and an awareness that he's here. He showed up because the time is this to bring you your miracle. Well, his name is Jesus, and he specializes in miracles. The two men, glory be to God, but is no doubt. Or maybe but is because of circumstance. Hallelujah. But they heard something, and they heard that Jesus was passing by. And they knew they had to do something. In order to receive their miracle, they had to do something. The miracle worker is here, and you must do something. You must do something. It's no more than do as the two blind men. They open up their mouth, and they begin to cry out, Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. They cried until they got his attention. They made noise until they got his attention. They opened up their mouth and made it known until they got the attention of Jesus. Now, look, there's no way in the world you can get Jesus' attention and nothing happened. The moment you pull on him, the moment you get his attention, hallelujah, something is going to happen. You know, you can cry out and call and ring, hallelujah, or try to get somebody's attention, try to get them to do something. But if you call them and they don't answer, that means you haven't gotten their attention. But once you get their attention, they will respond one way or the other. And if man can do that, how much more about Jesus? Glory be to God. If you call on him, he will answer. If you call on him, he will respond. Good God Almighty, he is a miracle worker. He is the miracle worker, and he's here on this line today. And whatever you need, just know he'll do it. He's the same miracle worker then and that he is right now. He's the same miracle worker that did what cursed the fig tree and immediately the fig tree died. He's the same miracle worker that did what turned water into wine. He's the same miracle worker that did what healed the noble son. He's still the miracle worker that did what delivered the demoniac in the synagogue. Yes, all up in the church, there was a demoniac in the church, and he went up in there and delivered him. Glory be to God. He's still the same miracle worker that healed Peter's mother-in-law when she was burning up. Remember the story? She was burning up with a fever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it was Jesus that healed Peter's mother-in-law. He is still the miracle worker. Hallelujah. That triumph in the fish. You remember the draught of fish, the fisherman that had fished all night, hadn't caught nothing. But Jesus, when he came on the scene, he taught them, glory be to God, how to fish and bring in a drought. He's the same miracle worker, glory be to God, that cleansed the leper. He's the same miracle worker, hallelujah, that healed the paralytic. He's the same miracle worker that healed the man that was at Bethesda. He's the same miracle worker, hallelujah, that healed the man with the withered hand. Remember that? Glory be to God. He is still the miracle worker.
My God, whatever you need, reach out today and receive it. We're not going to have time to finish this message, but know that the miracle worker is here, and he showed up for you. Remember the centurion servant, hallelujah, that needed a healing, and Jesus healed him. The centurion, look, you don't have to come to the house. Just speak the word. He was that miracle worker, and he is still speaking the word right now. He will meet you at your point of need, and he will transform your situation. He's the same miracle worker that raised the widow's son from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You might die, but he's got the power to raise him. He's still the same miracle worker that did what? Glory be to God. Cast the spirit of dumbness out. Cast the spirit of blindness out. He's still the same miracle worker that will still your storm. He's still the storm. The storm was raging. Glory be to God. And he spoke peace and he healed to the storm. And the storm ceased. Glory be to God. The winds and the billows ceased. Glory be to God. He's still the same miracle worker. Glory be to God that healed the demoniac at Gadara. Remember, the man was so crazy, he couldn't go home. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he had his dwelling in the tomb. Glory be to God in the graveyard. Hallelujah. But this is the same Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That if you're crazy, he'll put you in your right mind. He's the same Jesus. He's a miracle worker. He's here today. He's on this line. Glory be to God. Remember, he healed the woman that had the issue of blood. The same Jesus. He raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. The same Jesus. He healed the two blind men that we're talking about today. The same Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. And there's so much more we can say about him. He is a miracle worker. Do you know him? Do you know him? He wants to give you your miracle today. And all you have to do is have faith in him. Because no matter what it is, if you cry out, hallelujah, he is a miracle worker. And he's come to bring you a miracle today. God bless you all. We love you all. Back to you, Chief.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ambassador Dr. Hagin, I'm going to ask you to pray for miracles in just a moment. But before you do it, I just feel this in my spirit. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody needs a miracle. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Oh, touch me, Lord. Oh, touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. There is more than one miracle on this line. God did a miracle yesterday as the people prayed and prayed and prayed for that woman in jail who was standing against same-sex marriage. Oh, and overnight, God worried that judge wouldn't let him rest, wouldn't let him sleep. I believe that. And she's out this morning. And the same miracle worker who did that miracle can do a miracle for you. And Master Dr. Hagin, would you pray for these precious people for miracles in Jesus' name?
Yes, we will be more than glad to. Oh, bless his wonderful name. If you are in your home with someone, reach out and touch their hand. If you are in the office or wherever you are, or maybe riding along, glory be to God, if you can just touch somebody by faith in the Spirit. Glory be to God. For those of you who need miracles, if you could just lay your hands, maybe healing for your body, glory to be the kind of people just lay your hands where you hurt and where you need a miracle. Some of you, glory be to God, you just may need a miracle. God, He heals and heals and heals. And glory, whether it's emotional, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, whether it's financially. Somebody just may need a financial miracle. If you would touch your purse or your pocketbook or your wallet, glory be to God. He's a miracle worker, and He wants to bring you the miracle, whatever you need today. And as we join hands all over the world, and as we touch and agree in faith, Father, we come to you right now, and we say thank you. First, we ask your forgiveness for everything we've ever done wrong. Father, we come repenting before you, hallelujah, and we ask your, oh God, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we come right now. We come right now invoking the power and the anointing of Almighty God, the power of the Holy Ghost. We recognize your presence, and we honor you right now that you are here to give each and every one of us a miracle. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch from the crown of their heads to the sole of our feet, and we say thank you right now. Hallelujah. We cry out like the two blind men that were sitting by the wayside. We cry out, even like blind partners. We cry out, Lord Jesus, have mercy on each and every one of us. Father, grant that miracle, whatever it is, you know, in the name of Jesus, and grant it right now. Infuse your help. Infuse, oh God, whatever needs to be done. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we call it done, and we thank you for these miracles that are, oh, that are being granted right now in Jesus' mighty name. Now just tell him, thank you, 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 thank you. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. And we call it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And there it is. Hallelujah. Amen. And it is. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Chief. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. And before you just take off there, I know you got other things there, but I want to ask the people to encourage you. Please allow them to do so. I know you blessed a lot of hearts. Amen. Just talking about Jesus will bless anybody's heart. I tell you, you're on the line. And all those miracles that he did, my God. I want to open up the line for anybody who wants to say a word of encouragement. This is the lady who introduces me every morning. She's always on her post, and she spoke to us just then. What a mighty, mighty, mighty word. Amen. The line is open to you if you would like to encourage your master, Dr. Hagin.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning to my chief and
good morning.
Amen. God bless you, and what a wonderful good morning. Amen. I greet you this morning. Amen. To wake up to, amen, to that beautiful message, amen, from my very own sister and friend, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagin. What an awesome woman of God. She knows how to put it in and put it there and give us what we need. And you certainly can't go wrong off talking about Jesus from St. Matthew, the 20th chapter, the 30th through the 34th verses. And yes, he is a healer. The same Jesus is on the line still this morning. God bless you, my sister. I certainly enjoyed that word this morning. It encouraged me, even the prayer. And I just want to say, all that you do, I appreciate it. I just love your sweet spirit. Amen. You have such a beautiful and such a mouth. I was reading this morning before the line in St. Matthew about the meek spirit, the humble spirit, and certainly you have that class, and I thank God for you. God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you
beautiful.
So much. The line is open. Thank you.
Praise God. Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stitt, and to Ambassador Dr. Hagin, great woman of God, this is Ambassador Stitt from Arkansas. I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you are doing. You are a gifted, talented, anointed woman, and I tell you the message that you have delivered this morning, anyone that is lost on this line can find their way to Jesus. Anyone that's lost on this line will realize that they're on the highway, side of the way, roadside. God is willing and is able to work a miracle and turn any situation around. You delivered the message for the hearers, and it was anointed, and I appreciate you from the first time I ever met you. I fell in love with you, woman of God. Yeah, God, and you're such so sweet. God bless you, and you're beautiful, intelligent, and anointed.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Spear, and we love you too.
God bless you. The line is open to you. Anyone else?
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I praise God this morning to our Chief Ambassador Johnson on the line and to our speaker and each and every one, but our speaker, Ambassador Hagan. I do praise God for you on this morning for the word that you have shared with us on this morning. What better person to talk about and speak on? And that great name that could do so much for us, just calling on the name of Jesus. I just got tickled when I heard you start talking about it. It's like, what better person to talk about? Truly, I find that it is hope in the name of Jesus. And I just thank God because you have revived that hope in me on starting on this morning, that I know that I can keep going. And there's another day that I know God can bless. I want you to know that you fed my soul on this morning, and I thank you so very much for sharing. Continue to be blessed in the Lord.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Johnson.
Beautiful. Anybody else? I want to just encourage her. Amen. The line is open to you. Well, I tell you, jumping in if you're going to encourage her. Amen. I'm waiting on you. All right. Thank you so much again.
God bless you. Can you hear me, Chief Ambassador?
We hear you. God bless you.
Praise God. I just want to say to Ambassador Dr. Hagan, she takes back seat to nobody, and we are thanking God for her gifts and talents and for her bringing that word this morning. It's a needed word to let the people of God know that God is still a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. And we can see the miracles that he has worked on this prayer line. And that just confirmed everything that we've been doing and everything we've been praying about. Miracles, 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 miracles. Jesus is a miracle worker. And Ambassador, thank you so much for that word. I tell you, it was anointed. And it has just set the tone for the day. And everybody that's having service tonight can remember that word, that Jesus is a miracle worker. Why? I know because the doctor told me so. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Hagan. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. God bless you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Anyone else? The line is open to you. Jump in there. You need to come up and
God bless you. This is Evangelist Latanya. God bless you. I was trying to come off mute, amen, but I didn't realize I had it on double mute. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. I was truly blessed by that message, giving God the praise for you. Always good to hear you, even in the announcement on each and every day and night. I just thank God for you, Ambassador Hagan. Amen. God bless you, woman of God, and stay encouraged and continue to do what God has called you to do. You're a blessing to many. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, one more. We'll take one more. Anybody else? What are you getting in?
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. Dr. Hagan, you did it again, and I truly thank the Lord for you. I thank God for that wonderful message because he is a miracle worker. I know for myself, and I'm giving God all the praise and honor for you on this morning because God is just a good God. Just like Dr. Elizabeth said when she first met you, we met you on the same time, and I tell you, you really rock, and I give God all the glory for that because you is just a humble, nice woman. Woman of God, and I'm thanking God for you each and every day. God bless you, and keep doing the work of the Lord.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I needed to hear that. And all of you that said something and made a very positive deposit in my life, I really do appreciate each of you, and I pray God bless upon all of you. Thank you so much.
Go ahead. I was listening to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit said, don't stop to pray. I preached that last point of my message last Sunday, and I certainly don't want to stop the praise for you, Dr. Hagen. And there is First Lady. The line is open to you always.
Good morning. Good morning, Ambassador Hagen. I really enjoyed your words. I was listening to everybody as they complimented you and blessed you, and I can't disagree with any of them, not one of them. I praise God for even being able to meet you and Bishop. You're such an encouragement. Every time you open up your mouth, you encourage somebody. And I'm just the type that when you're encouraging somebody, somehow, some way, I'm going to take it in too. God bless you and have a wonderful day today.
God bless you.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much, Ambassador First Lady. Thank you so much. You don't know what that meant to me. I just appreciate you so much, and thank you. I tell you, that speaks volumes, and I needed to hear that. Thank you. Love you much.
Amen. God bless you. Anyone else before we close this out? I changed what I said a while ago.
Amen. Yes, good morning, Dr. Hagen. This is Angus Johnson in New York. I just want to say I always like to hear you talk when you introduce the Dr. Johnson in the morning. I think you have a beautiful voice, and I just love to hear you talk. I enjoyed the teaching this morning. God bless you. You encouraged my heart, and I believe, God, that my miracle is on the way.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Woods. Truly, I enjoyed your word this morning. And Jesus is yet in the miracle-working business, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'm so thankful to know, and I thank God I have received miracles, and I'm believing for more. And I just thank God for what a rich word this morning. You are an encouragement to the body of Christ. God bless you. And have a
blessed day. Mama.
Well, thank you.
All right, anyone else?
Thank you.
Anyone else before we close this out? All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. Again, you blessed our hearts today. Ambassador Dr. Julie C. Hagen. Amen. I certainly want to give her the opportunity, if anybody wants to send her a love gift, we certainly are not selfish in any way we want to be. But if you would like to give, then they can send a love gift to. The line is open to you, Ambassador Hagen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, Chief, if everybody that would give something today, if they would say that they're giving it in care of our Ambassador Dr. Hagen, but they're sending it to you. But if they make note of it, that it was on the behalf of me speaking today, that would mean so much to me if they would do it and make contact with you and say, well, this is on behalf of Dr. Hagen speaking today. This is the seed that I'd like to sow. That would mean so much to me if they would forward it to you. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Hagen, and we appreciate it more than you know. Amen. That's the kind of person you are, and thank you so much for that. Always blessing people. All of you who are in foreign countries, I just want you to know that this word is for you also. Amen. God is a miracle worker. Because in the spirit realm, you're there and you need a miracle. You need a miracle. Some of you went to bed last night and you needed a miracle last night. Well, this morning, I don't know what time it is there in your country, but it is morning in our country here. But I want you to know that God has not forgotten you. And he's going to work it out for you. Amen. I got a message that I may be bringing this Sunday. The Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, give the anointing time to work. Amen. I want you to give the anointing time to work. He has not forgotten you. And he's on his time. And he will deliver and shall be there for you. But I need for you to give the anointing time to work. Okay? It's going to be all right. God bless you. Amen. I want to open up the prayer line before we close here today. We've got about 15 minutes. If you have a prayer request,